Psalm 92, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night, on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Ye shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." I'll read again verse number 14. "They shall bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." Hallelujah. Father, we are just grateful once again tonight for an opportunity that you've given us to come together in prayer, to lift up your name, to magnify you, to glorify you, and just to exalt you, O God, to declare your goodness and your loving kindness towards us. We thank you, God, for every man and every woman that's on the prayer line tonight. We ask, O God, for an impartation of your anointing, a move of your spirit upon their lives. Father, for you to rearrange things that have to be rearranged in their lives, things you have to position them now, O God, for your praises, O God, that will be given to you because of all the great and wonderful things that you have done. And Father, we know that as we are coming in prayer tonight, we are not coming in our own strength, but we are coming in the strength of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we are not coming in our own righteousness, but we are coming in His. And we say, O God, tonight, hear our prayer and attend to our supplication as we come by the way of the blood of Jesus, the blood that speaks yet better things concerning us, that has brought reconciliation between us and you, O God, and brought down the wall of partition. We come by the way of that blood, O God, and we say tonight our prayers will avail. Heaven will hear us, O God, and the earth will move because heaven has decreed and declared such a thing. Somebody say amen. Amen. I want to read one verse here and then we get deeper into our prayer. And the verse that I want to read is just found in Ezra. Ezra chapter number 1, verse number 1. Ezra 1, verse number 1. We'll just do Ezra 1, verse number 1. And it says this: "Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing." Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we are just honored that you are the God who is in charge of the seasons and the times. You are the God who has declared your word even before the foundations of the earth. Your word that you have said shall not return to you void. Your word that you said is going to accomplish everything that you have sent it to accomplish. Yes, O God, indeed we acknowledge your word has never failed, and your word will never fail. Your plans and your purposes, O God, will be established at the time that you have appointed for them to be established. And your word, O God, will perform in everything and perform everything that you have sent it out to do. And your word will accomplish everything that you have sent it to accomplish. Tonight, O God, we bring to remembrance every word you have spoken over our lives, every promise that you have given us, O God. And we say, God, we will not forget, but we will always remember. We will wrestle with that word, putting our faith, our hope, and our trust in that word, knowing that at the appointed time that word will perform, at the appointed time that word will speak, and at the appointed time, O God, that word will declare exactly what you have said it to do, because it will perform as such. We thank you, O God, for the word that has been building faith in us, raising up an expectation in us to believe, God, even for the impossible things that were seemingly so distant, but you knew that when the time comes, we will be ready, and everything around us will be ready for what you have declared your word to do. We thank you, O God, for the rearranging of things. We thank you, God, for bringing people in our lives and for removing some people out of our lives. We thank you, God, for building new things in us and taking away new things, some things out of our lives in preparation for the appointed time that you said your word shall be accomplished. We thank you, God, for the things you are moving, for the people upon whose lives and hearts you are moving right now, O God, because there is a word that must be accomplished in our lives. We thank you, O God, for the things you are stirring up on the north side, on the east side, on the west side, and on the south side. The things you are stirring up, O God, because the appointed time for your word has come. Truly, O God, you are righteous and mighty in all your ways. You are never failing. We thank you, O God, that you are not a man that you should repent, O God, and a son of man that you should lie. We thank you, O God, that you are true. Every word that comes from your mouth, O God, is a true word. A word that will never come back to you void, O God. A word that you will never change because of circumstances that arise. But your word remains true from the beginning to the end. We thank you, O God, that your word gives us a sure foundation, a firm foundation that we can rest our faith on. Your word, O God, so full of promises. Your word, O God, so full of light that brings light into our lives, brings understanding, brings hope in us, O God, allows us to see the future, not in the sight of man, but to see the future through the eyes of God. We thank you for every prophetic decree, every prophetic declaration that has been spoken over our lives, O God. Though it tarries, we know that at the appointed time, things are going to begin happening. Father, as you are stirring up in our spirits tonight, there is somebody who is on the brink of a breakthrough in their lives. They are on the brink of a transition in their lives. They're on the brink of a change in their lives. Though they may not see it, though they may not understand it, though they may not feel it, you are moving, O God, certain things around them. You are moving even upon the hearts of men so that your word may be fulfilled. We thank you for every decree that is being proclaimed by man that is in alignment with the word that you have spoken concerning us. As you spoke the children of Israel concerning the ending of the captivity in Babylon, Father, we declare that there are some things you spoke over our lives that you said are going to come to an end. Generational curses, O God, that you have appointed to be broken in this season, we declare that they are going to be broken in the name of Jesus. Cycles that we have found ourselves in, that you have declared that they are going to be broken in this season, we declare that they are going to be broken in the name of Jesus. Chains that you said you are going to loose us from, O God, bonds you are going to break in this season, we declare that, God, they are going to be broken in the name of Jesus. The captivity is going to be broken, O God, for your word has declared unto us that he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We declare that we are going to experience peace. We are going to experience the grace of God. We are going to walk in the favor of God, because this is the appointed time for us to experience all that God has declared that we are going to experience. We will see the great works of God. We will see the manifestation of the thoughts of God in our lives. Father, we may not see it. We may not have the wisdom to understand it, O God, but it is in your realm to understand. It is in your realm to know. And God, it is in our realm for us to see all your wondrous works, O God. And we will not be silent to declare what we are seeing. We will not be silent to proclaim that which you have shown us, O God. You have commanded us not to walk by sight, but for us to walk by faith. By faith, O God, we see the great things that you have done, even though we haven't seen the manifestation with our natural eyes, but by faith we have seen. By faith we have seen how you are scattering our enemies. By faith we have seen how you are bringing to shame those who sought to destroy us. By faith, O God, we are seeing how you are raising us up from the miry clay, and you are setting us up on firm foundations. By faith, O God, we see a greater light coming into our lives. By faith, O God, we see the breaking of the darkness. By faith, O God, we see the great days that are ahead of our lives. There is a rejoicing in our spirit because of what you have shown us, O God. And we know, and we know, and we know that you are moving even upon the hearts of kings, the hearts of legislators, the hearts of people that are in rule, people that are in government. You are moving upon their hearts, O God, to begin declaring and decreeing things that are in alignment with what God has said is going to be done in this season. God, we remind you of that which you did in the days of Ezra. We remind you, O God, that which you did in the days of Cyrus. We remind you, O God, of that which you did in the days of Daniel, when you brought to remembrance the prophecy that Jeremiah declared. We remind you, O God, of that which you did in the days of Isaiah, when Isaiah declared a word that unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given. That, God, we remind you that when the appointed time had come, you sent an angel to visit Zechariah whilst he was ministering in the temple. And, God, you say there shall be a voice crying out in the wilderness, and you caused Elizabeth to conceive, because the appointed time for that which you have declared had come. Therefore, Father, we declare that any voice that must speak on our behalf, if it has not been birthed yet, O God, now we declare that conception is going to take place, O God. If that voice is not in place, O God, we declare that it is going to be repositioned tonight, because the word of God must be fulfilled. Somebody say hallelujah. The word of God must be fulfilled. Filled in your life. The word of God must come to pass in your life. I declare and I decree that now whatever has been holding you back cannot hold you back anymore, because the word of God must be performed in your life. I thank you, O God, for what you are doing now. I thank you, God, for the things you are turning around now. I thank you, God, for the things you are causing to part now, because the appointed time for the manifestation, the appointed time for the fulfillment of your word has come. Father, tonight we ask that you remember that which you did for Joshua when you caused the river Jordan to part, because your word that you had spoken by your servant Moses had to be completed, that you were going to cause them to receive their inheritance. Father, we remind you of that which you did in the days of Joshua when you brought down the walls of Jericho. Father, we remind you of that which you did unto your servant Rahab, O God, because she hid your spies. O God, we remind you of that which you did in her day, that when the appointed time had come, O God, they would not destroy her and her household because of the promise that they had made. We remind you, O God, of all the great things you have declared in our lives. We remind you, O God, of the word you declared over us when our Lord and Savior was crucified on the cross, when he declared that it is finished, O God. We remind you, O God, of all that you said you would do in our lives in this season. And we say, oh God, we stand and wait with anticipation that your word is going to come to pass at the appointed time. And now is the time, oh God, for things begin changing. God, you declared by your word that you will keep us in perfect peace, we whose hearts are stayed on you. Let the peace of God be released tonight over somebody's life, because the word of God has to become true. The word of God has to become a reality in their life. Every promise you said, oh God, according to your word, your promises are yes and amen. We declare that we will see the fulfillment, the manifestation, and the completion of every promise that you have made over our lives, oh God, for you will not repent for that which you have declared that you are going to do for us and in us and through us. We thank you, oh God, that we will not be encompassed by darkness, for you said, arise and shine, for your light has come. We declare that our light has come. We declare that we are rising up because our God is with us. We say now today, let our God arise and let his enemies begin to scatter. For your glory and for your glory alone, O God, we declare that today is a day of emancipation. We declare that today is a day of the breaking of the captivity. We declare that today is the day when proclamations are being made concerning our release. We declare that today is the day when things are going to be spoken to break whatever has been set in our lives. We declare that today, even those that are not working in concert with you, O God, those that are working in opposition, O God, are not going to be able to declare what they desire in their hearts. For God, you are the one who controls their lips. You are the one who controls their tongues. They are not going to speak a curse, but they are going to speak a blessing. For this is the time that God has said that shall happen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to remind you that you have to understand that everything in the earth is in the hands of God. Everything in the earth is in the hands of God. Even the hearts of kings, they are in the hearts of God. The hearts of men, they are in the hands of God. And God will turn them in whichever way that he desires. I want to remind you again of what God said, what the word of God says concerning the end of the Babylonian captivity. You know that at that moment Daniel was praying, because Jeremiah had prophesied that the captivity was going to be 78 years, and when the 78 years came, there was going to be a break of that captivity. Daniel understood, oh Karabasandri Aboro Kurabashandaraha. Daniel understood by the books, the word that Jeremiah wrote concerning the captivity, but God is showing you what was happening on the other. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There are things that are happening right now that we don't see. There are things that are happening right now that we don't understand, but God is quickly and swiftly moving to make sure that his word comes to pass. Somebody say hallelujah. His word is coming to pass. His word will not disappoint. His word is going to be fulfilled. We rejoice because of all the great things that God has done tonight. We rejoice because of all the great things. Ah, karabasan de ko wo shadaha rebe korom de be shikarabasan daradaha rebe korom de be kadaya sakaya bukosha rabakada sede bokonde behia rabakadaya soko rabasheki ya dabaha. Oh hallelujah. The psalmist says in Psalm 92 verse number 4, for you, O Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. Akada sekeribo horabahaya. God, tonight we thank you, kudabashanda rahaya, for the works of your hands. We thank you, O God, dabasekeriya rebeko doro shaka We thank you, O God, for that which you are doing. We thank you, O God, for that which you are changing. We thank you, O God, for that which you are rearranging. We thank you, O God, for that which you are bringing low. We thank you, O God, for that which you are raising up. We thank you, O God, for that which you are enlarging. We thank you, O God. Oh, Shadabase, Kere, Rebeko Roshadabasande, Beko Roshadabaha, Rebeko Roshadabasidi, Kiadabaha, Rebeko Roshadabaha. E karabase koro shoko bo shekeri abahai Rebeka darabase kebe shuko woko bo shada se ke kere rabaha ribo ko ko shada bahai Rebeka darabasi kere riabasande bo koro shada bahai Rebe korumbe be keshiki abaha Rebe koko bo shika darabasi Rabaka da se ke kedo shada Ah, Rabase Koko Shadabahande Rikiarabaha Rabakadaya Base Koro Shikada Bahaya Ikorobosha Debekoro Kuria Bahai Ekeri Eki Rabasa Dabakande Bokosha Rosha Daba Eke Kete Keke Keria Baha Rabasa De Ko She Ke Te Ke Oh, oh, bo, shadabaha, kiriaba. Ma, kiriaba, sa, debiko, bro, shadabaha, rabande, ke, de, ki, da, rabas, o, ko, sha, be, ke, rabas, se, ko, do, shande, be, ki, a, rabaha, ya, e, ko, robo, shi, ki, di, si, ko, robo, ku, ko, rabaha, e, karabasa, e, ke, de, bo, she, kiriaba, ha, ya, Ha rabase korobo shadaba. Hallelujah. Ha shikadaba. Rabasa da de ro kobo shandarabaha. Ha rabakadabase kerebo shadabaha. Nderiyadarabaha. The devil is a liar. Kadabasi daradabaha. Kerebo shandarabaha. In the name of Jesus, I declare that tonight somebody is being set free. Somebody say hallelujah. I want to repeat again the words of that word in Israel just hit me this evening. It just hit me. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. I declare that there are some people, they are wondering why God is moving the way that he's moving. Why God, they feel this impression on their heart. They feel the stirring upon their heart. It's for the sake of you. Somebody say hallelujah. It's for your sake. It's for the sake of the word that God said he's going to perform in your life. You have every reason to rejoice. In the name of Jesus. Can I just say this? You have to realize this, that there is no place in scripture that ever said the heavens opened up and rained money. Anybody hearing me? There is no place in scripture that says the heavens opened up and rained money. There is no place in scripture that says hope heaven sent a check from the courts of heaven to pay your bill. Anybody hearing me? There is no verse in scripture that says the heavens opened up and rained silver and gold. But understand this, that God will move on the hearts of men. Anybody hearing me? God will move on the hearts of men. God will begin to stir the hearts of men. And as he begins to stir the hearts of men, they are going to begin bringing things into your life. They are going to be, God is going to move on some people. Oh, Rabasa Kadabaha, Bekodo Shadabaha. God, right now, as you are moving, let them not resist what you are stirring up in their hearts. Let them be not blind to what you are instructing them to do. Let them not be disobedient to what you are asking for them to do. because there is a word that has to be fulfilled. Anybody hearing me? There is a word that has to be fulfilled. And I want to read Psalm 92 again. It says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night." The morning season is ahead. You are going to have every reason to rejoice. The things you thought were unmovable, they are going to begin moving because God has been stirring up the hearts of men concerning you. Things you thought you were not able to do, you are still not able to do on your own, but God is going to begin stirring up some people to come and help you. Oh, David found himself in a cave all by himself, cried unto God, "I am on my own." And as he was praying, God began to stir up the hearts of the men that we later know as the mighty men of David to gather themselves to David in response to David's prayer. There are some things that are beginning to get into alignment in your life. Number one, because you have cried unto God. And God has heard your cry. Because God has heard your cry, God is beginning to move. Number two, there are some things God has spoken over you. You have been praying, but heaven has seemingly been silent. It's not that heaven did not hear you. It's not that heaven did not want to do what you were asking for the heavens to do. But heaven had set a particular schedule, a particular time when that was going to be done. And I declare that the time has come now. You see, Jeremiah, I wish I could preach this tonight over somebody, but here's the thing. Jeremiah, how many of us know the prophet Jeremiah? The prophet Jeremiah was a true prophet of God. Jeremiah was a true prophet of God. So when God spoke through Jeremiah, and Jeremiah was declaring what God was saying, Jeremiah was a true prophet. He wasn't a false prophet. And when Jeremiah spoke, so when Jeremiah spoke a word, declaring what God was going to do, if what God had spoken had not been accomplished at the appointed time, it would have been one of two things. Number one, it would have meant that Jeremiah was a false prophet. Anybody hearing me? Oh. It would have meant that God now becomes a man because he lied. But how many of us will know that our God is not a man that he should lie? No, a son of man that he should repent. That when God spoke by the prophet Jeremiah, his words were not going to fall to the ground, but his words were going to accomplish exactly what Jeremiah said. So at the appointed time, God said, at the appointed time, this is what I'm going to do. At the appointed time is what I'm going to do. This is what God said. So when the appointed time was at hand, God now began to move. Prayer was going forth by Daniel, and God was moving in the heart of the king, Cyrus. If you want to go back, remember Isaiah prophesied concerning Cyrus. Anybody remember? Isaiah prophesied concerning Cyrus what he was going to do. He called him a servant of God, an instrument of God. So there were three things. Number one, Isaiah's prophecy concerning Cyrus. Number one, Jeremiah's prophecy concerning the captivity. Number two, Daniel's prayer concerning the captivity. Number three. Number four, the declaration that God had made. So everything, God was going to move everything in the earth to fulfill his word. So I declare that tonight God is moving heaven and earth to fulfill some things in your life. God is moving heaven and earth to bring some things to pass in your life. God is moving heaven and earth. Oh, shadabasa dia rabaha kididikia dabaha rabakada. Because God is moving heaven and earth concerning His word. That's why I read for you Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to His name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Tonight, God, we declare your faithfulness to us, your faithfulness to your word. We declare that, oh, Kadaba, we have every reason to rejoice because of your faithfulness, because of your loving kindness, because of your goodness, because of your greatness, because of your graciousness. God, we have every reason to rejoice, oh God, because you have been good to us, oh God. You have been great to us, oh God. We have every reason, oh God, to raise up our hands as an evening sacrifice to say thank you, oh God, for your goodness. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. We may not be where we want to be, but God, we have every reason to say thank you, oh God. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the praise. You are magnificent, oh God. Yes, oh God, you are worthy, 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 worthy. Yes, oh God, we are grateful that you are never changing. We are grateful that your word will not return to you void. We are grateful. We declare that, oh God, indeed the heavens are your throne and that the earth is your footstool. We acknowledge, oh God, that indeed, oh God, they that dwell therein, they belong to you. Oh God, we echoed the word you spoke to the prophet Ezekiel, but oh God, you declared even all souls are yours. God, even the souls of the sinner, the souls of the saints, the souls of the wicked ones, God, they belong to you, God. Even God, you move on the hearts of your servants, you move on the hearts of your saints, and you move even on the hearts of pagans, oh God, for the sake of your word. Ah, Rabba, Kigidi, Yabaha, Akida, Dabasero, Koba, Babadisa, Daraba, Egorobo, Dabaha, Rai, Gedesa, Dego, Shada, Gedeboko, Rabagada, Egodo, Shigediya, Bagade, Gobroko, Dabaha, Rade, Gogo, do Shake, Dedia, Baha, Rabake, Gogo, Shata, Eco, Koboha, Rebe, Godo, Shake, Kokopo, Rabaha, Reketa, Sokoto kabaha ikada heriada ae kosha te kada irobu kowosha disse kiko boronde bekiada bahaya kada e sora. I hear the word of the Lord. I hear the word of the Lord. Disso koto kubo rabagada de gida rabasa. The God will not allow Jeremiah's name to come to shame. Anybody hearing me? God would not allow Jeremiah's word to come to shame. God will not allow Isaiah's words to come to shame. So God moved, stirred up the spirit, stirred up the heart of King Cyrus, because the reputation of true prophets was standing at stake. I declare that tonight God is moving heaven and earth on your behalf. On your behalf, things are going to begin changing. Hu shakadaba marabai kiara basade kira basada rabahanderia rabakadaria doroshi bikira rabranderia rabasada bakadarahai raba se dege de garabaha. Let me read for you Psalm 92, verse number 10. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil.
My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. I want to let you know, because God is going to fulfill his word in your life, certain things are beginning to change around you. There is an elevation being released tonight. There is an elevation being released tonight. There is a freshness of anointing, a fresh oil being poured out. That your enemies desire to see you destroyed. But God is raising up somebody to defend, to protect, to watch over, to make a proclamation and a declaration that is coming into our that is coming into alignment with what God has declared, what God has spoken concerning you. Your enemies are not going to have their way with you, but God is going to prevail. Those that sought your destruction are going to be confounded, because God is going to cause you to stand. We know that we have an adversary, the enemy of our soul, the one that we are fighting with. But I declare that now, even the instruments he operates in are going to work for your good, because the word of God that he has spoken over your life is going to prevail. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 92 verse number 12. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. I declare that because of what God is going to do in your life, because of the time that you have come to in this season, because of what God is stirring up around you, you are going to be flourishing. You are going to flourish. You are going to flourish. You are going to flourish. You are going to grow into your full potential in the name of Jesus. You are going to become exactly what God has said. In your process of flourishing, I declare that there is an unprecedented level of restoration that is coming into your life. I declare that there is a redeeming of days, there is a redeeming of time that has come. That which you have lost, God is going to initiate a process of restoration. In the name of Jesus, the inheritance you thought you had lost, God is going to bring restoration. And he says, he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. I declare that the Lord is restoring your strength. You are going to walk with your head held up high. You will not be ashamed. You are going to be able to strengthen other people. And this is what it says: those who are planted in the house of the Lord, you are I shall flourish in the courts of our God. You are not going to be an outsider. You are not going to be a stranger to the house of God, but you are going to be planted. You are going to find a place of ministry. You're going to find a place where your gift is going to operate. Your anointing is going to kick in because of where you are going to be planted. And it says they shall still bear fruit in their old age. I declare that your ministry is going to be fruitful. I declare that the works of your hands are going to be fruitful. I declare that whatever you set your mind to do will not be brought to shame, but it is going to produce at the level that your level of productivity is not going to be what you think, because God is pushing you into the place of the exceeding, the abundantly, the above all that you could ever ask or think. I declare that like Abraham, in your old age, you are going to produce something that is going to affect generations. I declare that tonight, even like Sarah, your womb is being resurrected. I declare that like Sarah, you are going to be given strength to carry that baby in your womb for the time that is appointed, that you will not lose your strength at the time of giving birth. And it says they shall be fresh. Father, we release the strength of their youth. In the name of Jesus. And this is what it says: to declare that the Lord is upright. To declare that the Lord is upright. To declare. Here is what it says here from the Amplified Version. Psalm 92, verse number 15. It's speaking about the people that we are, the righteous will flourish. They will grow. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish. Growing, they will still thrive and bear fruit in their old age. The Amplified Version says in verse number 14, growing in grace, they will thrive and bear fruit and prosper in old age. Sister Tina, do you hear that? And prosper. And prosper, and prosper, and prosper. They will flourish and be vital and fresh, rich in trust and contentment. But I want to read verse number 15. They are living memorials to declare that the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. You can only declare that God is faithful to his promises when you see the promises of God being fulfilled right before your eyes. And it says, this is what they will declare: he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. I thank God for the promise he declared yesteryear. I thank God for the prophetic words he declared concerning our season. because we are going to see their manifestation. We are going to see their fulfillment. And when we look at it all, we are going to declare, the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. He is our rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. I want to personalize this and say, I declare that the Lord is upright and faithful. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Father, we bless your name. We have every reason to say thank you. We have every reason to say you are a good God. Father, even if you don't bless us in this season, we have every reason to say you are an awesome God. We thank you just for being unchanging from the beginning of time to the end. You will still be the same. Thank you, O God, for being faithful always. Thank you, and thank you. I thank you, O God, for always going before us in every season, for always going before us in every season to make the crooked places straight, for always going before us in every season to bring down the mountains. Mountains are going to fall. Strongholds are going to fall. Because your God has gone before you. Strong men are going to be bound. Because God has gone before you. But you see, it doesn't end there. He says he will raise up the valleys. He is bringing down the mountains. Those are the strongholds. Governments set up to operate in your life is bringing them down. But it says this. He is going to raise up the valleys. Valleys are the times and seasons in life when we are low. Valleys of tears. Valleys of sorrow, valleys of pain, valleys of hurting, valleys of depression, valleys of just being surrounded by confusion. But the Word of God says he's going before us to raise up those valleys. That means in sorrow, there's gladness that is coming. In mourning, there is joy because God has gone before you. Somebody say hallelujah. Always. That's how faithful he is. Those who delight themselves in him, he will give them the desires of their hearts. And God has every intention to give you the desires of your heart. Just delight in him. Delight in him. How do you delight in God? And I am almost done. How do you delight in God? I'm reading Psalm 92 again from the Amplified Version. Number one, it is good and delight. It is a good and delightful thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night. Somebody say amen. 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 So how do you delight when you wake up in the morning? Give God thanks. Sing praises to Him. At night, thank Him for His faithfulness. Whatever you meditate on through the course of the day governs what is going to come into your life. It governs what flows into your life. So I say, rejoice in the Lord, always rejoice. Day and night, consider His goodness. Somebody say amen. Consider His goodness day and night. You will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. Let me conclude by reading this verse again. Ezra chapter 1, verse number 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it in writing, saying, let me read to you what he said, okay? And I'm done. All the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is among you all of all his people? May his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is God, which is in Jerusalem. And whoever is left in any place where he dwells, let the men of his place help him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, besides the freewill offerings for the house of God, which is in Jerusalem.